Armadoxy for today, the supernatural within. Continuing our journey through Armadoxy, we bring the supernatural home today. If we put away our prejudices and keep the ego in check, we find it easier to see the supernatural in daily occurrences, whether in the pollination of a flower, the amazing structure of a duckling's tail feather, or the supernatural occurrence of healing of the physical body. When we look at the metaphor of the vine and the branches, which Jesus articulates, "I am the vine, you are the branches, you cannot bear fruit without being connected to the vine," we find a natural progression of events. A branch cannot bear fruit if it is not connected to the vine. Yes, obviously. It's so natural that it is a given, an axiom, not even necessary to mention. But our dull faculties, Einstein's words, have become conditioned to the point that we doubt the obvious. And so we must repeat it for clarity. That's exactly what Jesus did. Jesus should not have had to give this lesson in agricultural botany to a group of people who cultivate the land for their livelihood. But he did. Now imagine how much more we need to and must reiterate these matters, seeing that we have been hardened by doubt and skepticism, conditioned by our prejudices. In my first parish, I had a young lady named Leslie who was diagnosed with a brain tumor. The diagnosis was devastating enough without learning of the many horrible and frightening treatments she would endure to fight this disease, and with no certainty of winning that battle. Within our parish community, the word spread quickly, and we were all in various degrees of anguish. She was a mother of a beautiful daughter who was too young to realize what lurked ahead for Mom. Her husband, standing stoic at the news, was ever so supportive and determined to overcome the cancer. We braced for the worst, with members of our church even discussing how to take care of the little child in her mother's absence. That Sunday, as all Sundays, we celebrated the Divine Liturgy and distributed the Holy Eucharist. After church services, Leslie approached me. She told me, "I received Holy Communion today. It is the body and blood of Jesus Christ." I nodded my head. "Yes, you did." She continued, "Well, if Jesus Christ is within me, what cancer can survive against him? There is no place for that cancer in my body." She said this with such conviction and strength. I picture her face saying this to me to this day, and my eyes water as I swell up with emotion thinking about it. If Jesus Christ is inside of me, what business does cancer have within me? Yes, that's exactly what she said. Leslie went on to live. She and her husband brought two more beautiful daughters into this world, and through the years we have stayed in touch, even if only with a Christmas card, sharing pictures of their family growing and flowering. Even more, she is forever connected to me through the vine that connects us all. Her story has helped me through some of my worst days, and I share it with others, not only to offer hope, but to change our perception of the supernatural to natural. Let us never forget that those things that we label as miracles were ordinary parts of the life of Christ. That is, it was natural for Jesus to heal, to walk on water, to open the eyes of a blind man. We are the ones who label these events as supernatural. For those operating on a different plane, these are normal, natural events. That plane is not that far away. It is no different than perceiving heaven here on earth. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. The exercise of losing ego and the dropping of the prejudices we harbor against the miracles of life bring us closer to that reality. We pray today from St. Nessa Schnorrali's prayer of the evening hours. Gracious Lord, commit me to a good angel who may guide my soul in peace and carry it undisturbed through the wickedness of evil to heavenly places. Amen.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.